Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money, and as you can see, the cast has changed.
We're like gremlins. You put water on us, and there's more.
There's more of us. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me go around the room since we already introduced ourselves this evening. Gannon is in the house. Lindsay, Night Darling, is in the house.
Ourselves.
Format, no, I'm introducing you. Oh. Format is in the house tonight as well. And guess who is also here? Todd Bernardi. He's going to be on the show, but he's working on a couple of panels, so he may not chime in once in a while, but it's always nice to see his beautiful, smiling, hairy face. It's always wonderful, isn't it? And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the pod, The Lodgers, our official Twin Peaks fan people. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac,
fan persons,
Isaac and Cynthia are in the house tonight as well.
Thanks.
What's up, guys?
Vinny Barbarino's here.
Isaac, you can check out, you can check out Isaac at Isaac's Haunted Bee on Twitter.
That sounds dirty.
It does.
It is dirty.
It's quite dirty.
Is that B as in boy?
Yes.
I know. I was like, what's the B?
And then you can check out
sick. I like cakey it. Butt cheeks.
It's for ba 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 ba.
And Cynthia, where can we check you out?
My house at Pukalani.
Wow, you almost gave up too much
good
away.
To know.
Good to know.
At Kipona Aloha Beauty on Instagrams.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't tell anybody where to check me out.
Well, that's because you're everywhere and everybody knows who you are.
You can check me out under the table.
That's why they have, it's obscene under there. That's what this thing is.
I checked you out at Diamonds.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Terrific.
First of all,
it was not bad.
It was mediocre. Mm. Not terrific.
You weren't even there.
Oh, that's right. I wasn't there.
Mediocre.
However, you have another opportunity. We're playing again this Friday.
So, oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Request music.
I'll make sure to try my best to
you
make
won't be
it.
There.
I'll do what I can.
There's a band from Wahoo, Rotten Blossom.
Oh, really?
They're cuties.
I was invited to do a song with them. You, so, yeah. Are you going to come if I do a song?
Did you see his reaction? That was wonderful.
You're going to do a song?
I was invited to.
Really? What song are you going to do?
Probably a Misfit song.
Yeah, probably.
A Misfit song.
A Shirley Bassey song?
Probably.
Oh, if you do a Shirley Bassey song, I am so there.
I mean,
are you
going to
do,
I don't know.
Do a cover of Moonraker?
Not after hearing what G just did. How dare I even try?
If you're going to do Goldfinger, that'd be awesome. Wow, man, that'd be so exciting.
Goldfinger?
Gold.
Yes. I'll be dressed up like a goat.
There is a
Goldfinger.
There was.
Yeah, there was. But more importantly, I didn't know that you were a singer.
Oh, Gannon and I were in a band in high school.
I know you were in a band, but I thought you played
it. We brought it up a long time
ago.
No,
I knew I knew she played an instrument.
Yes.
I did not know that your instrument was your vocals.
I don't think that it's single. I don't think singing is, I don't think I'm a singer. I think when you're with a punk band, it's not singing. Really.
That's true.
Take that, punk singers.
That's a good point.
It's kind of like
punk
when I do the Bane voice.
Like,
oh, is it kind of like,
yeah. When I do it, it is.
Yeah, I thought that was more metal, not
no,
punk. No.
It doesn't matter.
All right, just checking. I want to check.
Her voice knows no boundaries.
So you do a Misfit song, huh?
I did with them about 5 years ago, I think. Might do the same one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Our very first show ever.
Wow.
Well, it's the 5th year anniversary, so 5 years from now, they'll be doing it again.
How's your how's your chops?
Well, I'm going to...
Pork.
Oh.
Thank you. No?
I don't know. I've been practicing a lot.
I got a block of ice at home.
So you're
it's funny that you bring that up. I was playing Parappa the Rappa. Like, just
are you? I guess not practicing per se, but are you vocally warmed up
in the privacy of my own car?
You're so invested in her doing one song for this show, but not at all in the fact that I played not only last week but this week too.
That's because you're
way more invested in her singing
one
song. Probably
seasoned intimidated. Yeah, yeah. She has you're a seasoned vet. So
I'm not as cute as all I'm hearing.
That is true. That you're definitely cute. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, shut up.
You're
cute. Yeah.
I'm not the one wearing them.
Put the cat ears on.
I should.
Not the cat ears. That'll make you adorbs.
You'd be totally hot.
I don't know. Would you even see it in my hair?
I don't know if you could.
Try it. Let's see.
More importantly, though, this is the second podcast, and I just want to say before we get started that there is a very special birthday in the house.
Yay!
Birthday!
And yes, this
special old lady.
Yes,
in the house.
A special. Well, first of all, Gannon is no old lady, but well, maybe. No,
I think
I'm a lady,
same age,
but I'm
Sammy
not an
old
lady.
Cynthia is
there's
celebrating
still some show of these tires. You know what I'm saying?
She's celebrating her 29th.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought you were going to say my real age. I was like, how dare you, sir? How dare you?
She's celebrating her 29th birthday. She has been on this earth, and congratulations. Yeah.
Thanks. It was a beat.
She's finally legal past curfew. That's why she's out tonight.
Are you excited? You're officially turning. Your birthday is tomorrow,
This is true.
You do have an event, a birthday event on Saturday.
I believe I do. Yes.
All right. Did you want to invite anybody on Facebook Live or
anybody want to come sing karaoke? Mm. Show up creepily.
Ooh.
Anybody want to come sing Shirley Bassey?
Yeah. Hi. Where's my mic? I'm here.
I'm here. Where's my mic? I can sing.
Still
moon
no blink.
Raker.
That is exactly how I want to top the show.
Of the moon.
That's exactly what it sounds like when Shirley Bassey sings it.
Hey, moon raker.
That's his sexy face.
He kind of looks like Michael McDonald if he is warning people not to go to Crystal Lake.
Don't go camping. Don't.
He's actually singing Moon Raper.
Moon Raper.
Oh, right.
The remix.
I changed the words.
It's a shame that I can't call the podcast that.
Why not?
I can't. It's not good.
Okay. It's not good.
I always put it in the dark side.
Very nice. 10 points to Gryffindor.
Oh, my God. So such a dork. Anyway, Cynthia, happy birthday, my
dear.
Happy birthday, dear. Thanks for spending your night before your birthday with the nerds. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, you do. So here's
not with her husband or her child. She spent it with us, so you should treat that as a special thing.
That's very special to me.
Hey, there's a lot of people here who are married and have kids, too. Don't think it's special for me to be here. Like...
That's why we're here.
It's the getaway.
Touche.
That's the getaway. Well, as we all know, we are here for the second show to talk a little about ourselves and our passion for all that is nerd. So we're going to probably focus a lot on TV this episode. So
Sonic Mania!
Not Sonic.
It can be played on your TV!
What? Tell me more, Format.
What?
Sega! We're starting with Sonic Mania.
Yeah,
okay.
Apparently.
It's been decided.
And then, and then you're moving on to what did you want to talk about? Preacher? What did you want to talk about?
Preacher. And Guts.
Did I see the headlines?
Game of the Thrones.
Right. Did I see the headlines right? That Defenders is now officially on Netflix? Is that correct or is that not correct?
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean officially on Netflix?
No,
I
like,
don't know.
Oh, like it's live?
Like it's
you can
live
watch
on
it?
Netflix right now. Is that correct?
Is
this week, if anything.
Is it
sure.
This week? Okay.
Why not?
All right, let me see. I'm going to look.
It's Tuesday, so we won't know until tomorrow.
That is true. We won't know until tomorrow. But The Defenders is supposed to be out sometime this month, so you guys got to check that out. But more importantly, we do have to talk about some Preacher. We do have to talk about Game of Thrones. And then, of course, Twin Peaks. We haven't talked about Twin Peaks for 2 weeks now. I think this is the second week we didn't talk about it. Really, did we, Isaac?
In twin weeks.
We have two episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't twin weeks. So here's what we'll go. Here's what we're gonna do. Should we check
we'll
in?
They'll talk about Peaks. We'll talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
at the same time.
I'll talk about Sonic Mania. All the same.
Right.
Time.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Ready. Go.
So Hyper Potion starts out.
So great
intro.
I enjoy Game of Thrones. I follow it.
Sonic Mania is so good.
I said tomato. I said
sounds like something that's definitely very
Sonic as you're heating the map.
You know. Other than that,
excellent.
Okay.
Shows up. Now you go night.
That'll do it for the Nerd Watch tonight. Peace out, much love, and most surely always say nerd. No,
we should do it like that all the time.
That's five birds with one stone right
there. That's it right there.
Oh, I think you could do his comic books, and then we can talk about movie reviews all at the same time.
Oh, I like it.
That's pretty good.
I like it a lot.
What I think we should do is, because we haven't checked in, like Isaac said, in Twin Weeks, we should check in with our lodgers from Twin Peaks.
Twin Weeks.
They're officially called, by the way, Cynthia did some research, and people that are fans of Lynch and Twin Peaks are called lodgers.
That's true.
So... We're changing the name of the show. It's not TP time, or it's not TP talk. It's not tweaking out anymore. It's lounging with the lodgers. is what we're calling this portion of the show now.
Yeah, you know, Bill Sharman.
The only person lounging is Sean.
All right, so let's talk about some Twin Peaks. Let's see where we're at. We're at episode 12 now. And
13, 14. Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm behind.
You caught up, by the way.
No, that's the fact that I said 12 should give you an indication that no.
Sorry, you left off. How about you, Gannon? Are you caught up?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Sweet.
All right. So I saw that Alika was trying to catch up for Twin Peaks, but could not.
I want to help him with that because I think he should. I think everyone should.
Is your husband holding up or is he not?
Oh, yeah. No, he's going strong.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's strong?
It's strong. It's actually built. I think he's becoming more and more and more invested in it. I think he's liking it more and more and more.
Okay, good. By the way, just because one of the originators of the podcast says that he can't wait to meet you guys because he loves talking about Twin Peaks and
nice.
David Lynch.
What's this gentleman's name?
Professor Barry.
I'd love to meet you, Professor Barry.
Yeah.
Bring it, Professor Barry.
Yeah, he's...
Are you...
Professor Barry is like, you can tell his mannerisms, some of them come from Coop.
Yeah,
like, he is. Very nice.
He'll make you very reminiscent of Coop.
I'm doing a Coop, actually.
Cool.
My costume for Halloween, so that you could call it a cosplay, I guess.
It's great. He's right, isn't he? You're doing a cosplay of Coop?
No, I don't want to call it that because I don't do that, but that's my costume for Halloween, so that's right by Maui Comic Con.
Gotcha.
I might be wearing my costume.
Is this where I'm supposed to be offended for like, first of all, there's only one cosplayer at this time.
Yes, there is. And okay. I'm just wearing a costume. I'll just be wearing a costume.
Okay. Good.
You know, it's not something you could own. Everybody can do it.
Oh,
it's not like because she doesn't, no one else can.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give the wrong impression.
That means you can do it, G. You can do it.
You can do it, too. All right, so...
All right, G. Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Let's do this.
Every week, G's going to dress up like another character.
Right.
I'm into it.
That'd be awesome. I wish other people would be into it.
Salacious Crumb.
Do it. That's actually not bad. It's not bad at all. But anyway, getting back to the lodgers that are lounging in Twin Peaks. What's happening? We're on 13 and 14 now. Catch us up and tell us all the goings on in the sleepy town.
Let me just say
Twin
that
Peaks.
I really did not. I did not care for episode 13.
How dare you?
I'm going to let Isaac talk about it.
Really? That's how bad?
I yelled at the screen the whole time. My husband's like, what are you doing? You're having a mental breakdown.
Wow. She was. I loved it, but she wasn't alone. I know a lot of people contacted me on Twitter and was like, F that episode.
I feel like
he
was trolling us. I feel like Lynch was just like, how you like me now?
But I am of the exact opposite of opinion. Do you want to just go straight to that scene that you're hating on right now?
Yes. Go right to it.
Because the beginning was great. There was a few points that were so amazing in the beginning. But the scene at the end, I just thought it was the big middle finger to everyone. But Isaac loved it. Isaac loved it because Isaac's insane.
James Hurley sang
that stupid song
at the Roadhouse. Just you and I.
With these two other girls.
Do you know the song I'm talking about?
I am not
from
familiar.
He sings it in season two.
Two, yeah.
Most people, not me, hate that song.
Just like I hate James Hurley.
I can see why people hate that song. It's a tacky song, and it's sung by a character that people generally dislike.
Yeah.
However... It's funny.
Is it funny?
No, it's not funny. It's lame.
If you have a unique sense of humor,
okay, you
it's
can have.
Really
I have a unique sense of humor. That's not funny. Mm-mm.
Okay.
It was lame. No, it was cool. But there was an arm wrestling scene in that episode that was fantastic.
So you're just going straight to the arm wrestling scene
because
huh?
It was fantastic.
Yeah,
and then he punched through somebody's face.
Through his face.
Hey,
through the
arm wrestling scene.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Well, that's real wrestling.
Over the top.
Shut up, Todd.
So, Evil Coop shows up to find Ray, and he does, and he's with a gang, and the leader of that gang says, you want him? You have to arm wrestle me for him. The guy who plays the leader of the gang is Derek Mears, who plays Jason in the Friday the 13th 2009 remake.
Oh, really?
So it was also in the Hills of Eyes remake.
Yeah.
So as a horror nerd like Gannon and myself, I was like marking out.
He committed. He's the guy that shaved his head bald and
he's already bald, isn't he?
Right, and then didn't he shave his eyebrows for one of the roles?
I guess I don't recall.
I think if I remember right, when he did Hills of Eyes, it was easier to do the prosthetics for him because, you know, they have to.
Sure.
But Cindy, what did you think about that arm wrestling scene?
Fantastic.
Why?
Probably, it was...
Was it over the top?
Nah.
Hey.
Hi, hi, hi.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Hey. That's how he feels about over the top.
All right.
But it was fantastic. Probably the greatest arm wrestling scene ever.
Did they meet halfway? Just curious.
So we're going to move on.
thank God.
What the hell were you trying there?
What are you talking about? That's one of the best songs.
Hey, we got to see Big Ed.
I've
been personally wanting to see Big Ed.
In seeing Big Ed, I'm sorry, I was going to skip right to the last scene.
No, go for it.
The last scene of the episode I glossed over.
Which you hated.
There's a scene right after the song.
Oh, okay.
And I glossed over it watching it the first time. Upon watching it the second time, I realized what happened.
Okay.
And Lynch is showing us that he is messing. There's something, obviously, there's something wrong in Twin Peaks, but he's messing with our time frame.
Okay.
So Big Ed's looking out the window, and he seems to look at something quizzically, but I couldn't catch what it was at first. And upon second viewing, he's eating soup. And then, yes, and then that was it. It was great. So he was eating soup. He had put the soup down, and in the window, in his reflection, he's still eating the soup.
Yeah, I didn't catch that the first time. I didn't watch it again, but I remember reading an article that pointed that out.
Yeah, so he's showing us that he's messing with our...
with time.
With our time. Sorry, I just read Alexis said that she thinks I should punch you for liking that episode because it's my birthday. That's Isaac's girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen.
No, an arm?
We should arm wrestle with that.
Yeah. You've ever had arm wrestling on the show before?
Well, we're here. Why don't we just do it?
Let's do it. Come on.
We got two episodes to talk about.
I got Gannon.
I don't want to embarrass you.
Yeah. Okay, go on. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
This is not important specifically, but okay. I liked it. The Mitchum brothers did an amazing conga line, and they rewarded, I'm just going to assume you know who that is. Like, if you watch the show, you know who these characters are. The Mitchum brothers, the gangsters in Las Vegas, they rewarded Coop and the insurance people for giving them the $3 million, $3 million check by buying him a BMW and a gym set for Sonny Jim. Mm-hmm. But it's not just your typical children's gym set. No, this is David Lynch weirdo land. It's like, it's got lights, like
it's Christmas like a Vegas gym
and
set.
And it's got like an arc, and there's a spotlight that's constantly going over him, and there's like weird music playing when he plays on it at night, and it was wonderful. It was a great scene.
Now, you guys are picking out scenes, but where, because I'm behind, where are we at this point? What's happening?
There's no way to tell you that.
Well, really? Sorry. Personally,
we're in
Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Personally, I was like, duh.
In a swing set.
So where are we? Cooper still not that verbal, not telling, doesn't know where he is or who he is.
Is this good Coop?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a theory that I would want to run by you guys.
Yes.
Right.
That that Professor Barry asked me to bring up.
Okay.
He believes that Coop may never wake up.
See, this is what made me. So this is the realization I came to in episode 13, and actually, what was making me so angry? I was like, okay, we're on 13. There's only 18 episodes. I had the realization that we might never get Coop back. And then I had the realization we might get him back at the very end, like how we lost him at the very end. And then I got mad. Because I'm watching because I love him. That's right. One of my favorite characters of all time ever written, is Special Agent Dale Cooper.
Sure.
Just pretty perfect in every way. And then to not get him back
Yeah.
is heartbreaking to me. But, I mean, I guess just... I I had to accept it and just go along with the ride. Because episode 14, man, that won me over. Like, what an amazing television event.
What's going on in 14? What's the television event in episode 14 of Twin Peaks?
I might. You know what I did, though? I didn't really write, like, a synopsis of it as much as I wrote all of my crazy theories based on what I saw.
All right, go, girl.
So, those coordinates that Major Briggs gave to Bobby, to Hawk, to all those guys. Andy.
The coordinates to the Jackrabbit's palace.
So the coordinates took them to an area like where we saw Cooper enter the Red Room. It's kind of like this weird pool of stuff in the forest. And we see... Is it Nato? How do you say her name? The lady from episode 3 in the purple room.
I don't know. I just call
her
the lady with no eyes.
She has no eyes.
You know how there's the woodsman? I don't call him the woodsman. I call him the ghost hobo.
The ghost hobo.
I call him what I want to call him.
So this lady is naked.
You, sir, are a rebel.
You're a loner. A rebel. So she's naked, laying on the ground in that area.
You can see her chichis.
Now that is the name of the show.
Yeah. It's doubly funny because you're two girls. You
can even see a little bit of the ladies' club.
People are going to be sadly mistaken.
Wow.
Clickbait.
Yeah, clickbait.
I can't wait for the Yelp review after that one.
Actually, I think Gannon came up with a better name. I like Lady Fluff a little better.
You can see it a little bit.
Okay, just checking.
You're going to watch this episode now, aren't you?
I really want to.
So, she's there. Oof. You're not mic'd, are you?
No. He kind of is.
So, it's a lady who can't speak and has no eyes from the Purple Room in episode 3. Mm-hmm. So, I think that she's going to be revealed to be Judy. The Judy that Philip Jeffries talks about in Firewalk with Me.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to talk about Judy and his wonderful Southern accent. Bowie and his wonderful Southern accent.
Okay.
So at the coordinates, Andy, not Hawk or Bobby, gets sucked up into a vortex and lands in the room from episode 8 with a giant.
Well, why do you think that is?
With question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yes, and he reveals his name.
He has a name?
We'll get there. Why do you think Andy got sucked up?
I think Andy got sucked in because Andy has perfect courage and you can't enter.
See, that's true. Courage. I also kind of thought just because he was so pure.
I also want to say when that guy with the glove talked to the giant and the giant, he asked the giant, why me? The giant said, why not?
Right.
So why
there's
not,
the
Andy?
Whole why not thing.
Also, Andy was, you could think that maybe it's because he was holding the naked lady with no eyes. He got sucked up into the board.
Yeah,
that could have
true.
Been why, too. He was in closest proximity to her.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Yeah, answer.
Could you still see her chichis?
Not while in the White Lodge,
it's
no.
It's probably important for you to know, the whole episode is not predicated on her chichis.
Wait, you got a pause button.
Okay, checking. Just checking.
Do you know that there's, like websites dedicated to seeing that kind of thing?
Really?
Yeah.
Chichis.com.
No, I can give you a couple if you want.
Well, there's a restaurant
called
Chichis.
One is Red Tube, one is X Movies.
Hey, tell me after the show.
Oh, okay.
Tell me after the show. Yeah, thank you.
Gannon knows all of the websites.
Don't go to that zoo tube. Don't do it.
Oh, wait, let me write this down.
Don't do that.
Okay, so.
So I think that's the White Lodge. That's my theory.
I agree.
So when Andy visits with him, the giant reveals himself to be the fireman. That's his name.
His name is the Fireman?
He's the Fireman.
Mm-hmm.
So you could think that is whatever it means. Does he make fires? Does he put them out?
And you think that?
He puts them out. Cause
he puts them out because
he's the White Lodge. Fire Walk with Me, and he's a good guy, and you know.
And it sounds trippy.
Right.
So so he then downloads Andy on all the facts and details surrounding the Blue Rose mystery. And all that stuff to Cooper's. He, gives him all the information through visuals. And then Andy just appears to the rest of the guys carrying naked lady.
Right. And they all forgot what had happened while Andy was gone.
But anyway. Andy's back. And Andy, is not dopey anymore. Andy has, knows exactly what he needs to do. And he's, ready with a purpose. And... What did he say? He says to everybody, she's very important, and there are people who want her dead. Don't tell anybody about this. And I think it's important because Judy and Jeffries are incredibly important with Firewalk With Me and now in The Return. And I think that everybody who's tried to find Judy, tried to find those coordinates, have ended up dead.
Interesting. To interrupt really quick, people said there was a Facebook Live audio went out. Yeah. I fixed it. And just to let you know, it's back and it should be normal. So should be good to go.
Welcome back, Facebook.
Just to let you know. Yeah.
Thank you.
So
welcome back. We were talking about Chi-Chi's.
There it is.
Woohoo! Sweet.
Do you still think Jeffries might appear in the show?
No. They did it at the end. At the end of this episode, there was a, you know, in loving memory or something of in memory of David Bowie. I think that kind of means he's
yeah,
not.
Yeah,
because
there's
show
that wild theory that he was still alive for like the 4 months they were shooting. So they thought that they might have been able to sneak him in to get
if
a shot.
If they
to get
do,
some shooting with him.
It will be amazing. And if they were to, I think it would have been this episode.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt after I saw that
I
one,
think
too.
It would, they would have brought him back for this one. He was alive, but he probably wasn't doing very well.
Probably not, no.
I don't think he's in it.
Not if he's that
from
close.
Besides from the flashback, which is, it was great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, where am I going with this?
Where are you going with this?
I can touch upon some stuff.
Yeah, please do.
Well, for starters,
the Chi-Chi's.
Well, no, besides that.
Deputy, touch upon the Chi-Chi's.
Deputy Chad got arrested.
Deputy Chad?
Yeah.
Deputy Chad, why?
A bad cop.
Well, because he's a bad cop.
Okay.
Yeah, duh.
Okay. So, I think next episode I think that Evil Coop is going to be in Twin Peaks because he got those coordinates from Ray in episode 13. Whoa.
Interesting. So
I think we're going to see him there.
When is the two merging? When are we going to see those two? Are those two going
to
meet?
It's coming to a head because we only got four more episodes to go.
So next week,
right?
I'm thinking next week. I'm going to say that because we met a new character in episode 14.
Right. And who was that?
His name is Freddy. And Freddy
Krueger.
He has a glove. It doesn't have knives on it, but it's a green, like, plastic glove that he wears. And we actually saw him in a few episodes prior.
I didn't recognize him.
He walks into the Roadhouse with James. Okay. Now, that could be that same day since time is all warped.
Yeah.
But that's him. He has
a glove.
Which
is James' birthday.
Right.
I don't know if that's important, but that was revealed.
Ugh, James' birthday in your mind.
James, okay, the actor that plays him, I didn't like him at all in the first Twin Peaks.
You love him.
With this one scene that he talks in the new Twin Peaks, I think he did a good job. I think there's something about his soft delivery that works better as an older actor than it did when he was a younger man. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Well, he's maybe taken a few acting classes, too. Whereas I think Lynch doesn't cast people on their acting prowess a lot of the time. He just wants
afterwards.
People's but for their looks a lot of time. Like this kid, Freddy, that plays Freddy, isn't an actor either. Lynch found him on YouTube.
Okay, so now tell us about Freddy, because he's unique.
Freddy has a magic green glove that he can't take off.
What does it do?
It gives him super strength. The fireman, like, told him to get this glove in a very interesting way and then told him that he needed to go to Twin Peaks. And when he went to go buy a ticket to Twin Peaks, he already had a ticket to Twin Peaks.
Why are more people not watching this show?
It's confusing and weird. It's confusing, but it's fantastic.
It's on Showtime.
It's on Showtime and nobody can get Showtime.
That's right.
I didn't have Showtime. I ordered it just for this.
Right. Wow. So basically what I think the purpose of this is that we saw Evil Coop punch through somebody's face. I think that this guy is there to level the playing field because I think with his super strength in his hand, he could punch through somebody's face.
Wow. Interesting.
So I think there's going to be a final battle showdown. Freddy versus Evil Coop. I'm calling it right now.
We also learned that Diane,
yes,
is Janie's half-sister. Janie is Dougie's wife.
Yes. We learned that Diane is
significant.
Her sister, whom she hates.
So Naomi Watts and Laura Dern are
half-sisters.
Wow, yes. Interesting.
And
well, I mean, they're blonde.
Sure.
Well, and all blondes are
they're all related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are all blondes related?
Yeah, totally.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Is that how it works for you ladies?
Yeah.
No, not all brunettes are related.
Oh,
all blondes are related.
All blondes are related.
Yeah, they're not related.
Oh, okay. You sure?
If they were blonde, they would be.
Oh, right. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. This is simple dude stuff. I should know this. I should definitely
know.
Taking notes,
do you
want
to talk about Sarah going to the bar?
I don't. I will let you do that.
You want to do it now?
Okay. Go for it.
She's allowing you, by the way.
Thank you.
It's a great scene. It's a great scene.
Sarah Palmer.
It's ridiculous.
Goes to a bar to have a drink.
Yes.
A man aggressively hits on her.
Oh, yeah.
Becoming threatening. She threatens him back and removes her face from her head, puts it back, and then kills him by biting his throat.
That is awesome.
That it is pretty hot. Awesome. And no one sees the murder. I like to point out that now both of Laura's parents are murderers.
So both Laura's parents are murderers now.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
But when she removed her face and you got to see stuff behind it, did you think that looked like mother? Did you think that smile looked a lot
like... It was very reminiscent of when Laura removed her face in the...
Interesting.
In the waiting room.
Yes. And also that smile looked like Laura's smile.
Wow. Interesting.
It's really strange. And then they, you know, Tammy... talks about when while who's the not Cole but the other agent
Albert.
So when Albert's trying to talk to her about the Blue Rose cases,
he's
explaining to her about how basically explained doppelgangers to her, and she mentions a tulpa, and what a tulpa is it's a And I'm going to read what it is because I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
It's a...
But if you come back on next Tuesday, Format will read it to you.
In a soothing voice.
Read your notes.
Tulpa is a theoretical... It's a thing with Tibetan mythology, and you know that Dale Cooper and Lynch is obsessed with Tibet.
Definitely.
Obsessed with that.
So the tulpas are described as extra bodies that were created from one person's mind in order to travel it to spirit realms.
Wow.
And now is that what's happening with Sarah? Is that why they're bringing it up? Is that how Dougie was created?
See, here's the thing. I don't theorize.
I just watch it and
enjoy how weird it is.
In essence, they're using this as why we have two Coopers that exist. In this realm, I'm guessing?
I think they're using it as how they made the third Cooper.
Oh, okay, okay.
Wait, there's a third Cooper?
There was. Dougie.
Yeah, Dougie.
Yeah.
So there's not... So it's not...
So is it Dougie or is it Cooper?
Cooper is currently inhabiting Dougie's body.
Yes.
Correct, sir. Correct. Hey, Todd, we're so into this thing, man, there's no way we can bring you back in at this point.
No, it's okay, I'll bring you back in.
I'll paint you a picture, Todd.
Yeah,
whatever.
So we had another famous, amazingly gorgeous actress on this episode. Who? Monica Bellucci.
Oh, yeah.
Monica Bellucci.
Playing Monica Bellucci.
Yeah.
She played Monica Bellucci?
She played Monica Bellucci in Gordon Cole's dream.
Yeah.
It was a dream sequence. She's a dream girl. Yes. It was awesome. It was a beautiful scene.
She's beautiful.
It was a beautiful scene.
Good
it was
God,
like,
she is.
It was. Visually and sonically.
Shut your mouth.
She's
we don't want to hear nothing from
you.
Yeah,
that's it for you.
Yeah.
You just voted yourself off the island.
And off this podcast, sir. Good day.
It's the Monica Bellucci loophole.
You just don't like Italians.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
I love all women. Ask my wife.
She's related. She's actually married to a French guy, isn't she? Sam Cassell, I think. That's her husband.
I don't know.
It's Vince Cassell.
Vince Cassell. That's it. Sam Cassell. That's the
Sam
basketball
Cosell.
Player. That's the basketball player. Anyway.
Basketball player? I think he like announces like sports stuff.
Yeah, that's Howard. Howard Cosell.
Oh, right. Yeah, him. That guy.
That guy. Yeah, that's the guy. Anyway, go ahead,
so
Cynthia.
In his dream, a lot of things happen, but...
Yeah, they do.
They have... He meets her. They have coffee. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Lynch loves coffee. And then she says the ancient phrase, "We are like the dreamer who dreams and then lives inside the dream. But who is the dreamer?"
What the hell, man?
What the hell?
Who's watching the watchers?
And then it cuts to the scene from Fire Walk With Me with Jeffries... coming in, David Bowie coming in and pointing at Cooper and being like, "Do you know who this is?"
Yeah, who do you think is there?
Yeah. So it's just great. This episode is full of so many
Chock
things.
Full of
you know,
stuff.
Earlier Cindy said that she's accepted that Coop might not come back.
Yes.
Another thing you need to accept, like I've accepted it, all these layers of storylines that are being told, which have all these question marks, I think when this is all done, you may have, or you will have, some of those questions answered, but come to peace with the fact that not all questions will be answered. And a good example is, look at a lot of David Lynch's films. People are still theorizing what a lot of those movies mean till today, and they're going to do the same thing with the new Twin Peaks.
That's what makes him such a terrible filmmaker. I'm just kidding. You know what, though? To be honest.
Why don't you be honest?
Let's be honest. David Lynch always leaves mysteries on the table. We know this for a fact. I mean, anybody that has watched Blue Velvet or Dune, which to this day is still like one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen.
Dune's an adaptation, though.
Yeah, but you can't tell me that's not a David Lynch movie.
Oh, it's full on a David Lynch film.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Coop in it.
Yeah, Coop is in it. Kyle MacLachlan and David Lynch have a very copacetic relationship.
If you look at that movie, it's got other Twin Peakers in it. It's got Jack Nance. It's got Everett McGill.
Everett McGill, yep. It's even got Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah,
he's
in
it as well. Yeah. So anyway, getting back to my point, Twin Peaks: The Return is now, we're on the 14th episode.
Yes.
Where are we at the end of this, and where are we going into 15?
I think what we're at is that we understand now that time in Twin Peaks is not moving linearly.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not so much in everywhere else on the show, but Twin Peaks for sure it's not.
If we end up being at the beginning of before Laura Palmer is dead, I'm going to freak.
Anything could happen.
It's
Lynch. We don't know.
We don't know.
But where are we? We're at ?
That's true. That's true. Good point. Oh, man. Well, listen, Lodgers, thank you so much for your Twin Peaks update.
You're so welcome.
I can't wait to catch up with this frickin' show. I've got so much other stuff on my plate that I have been trying to consume.
Well,
I've got to prioritize the Lynch. Stick around because we have more television shows we'd like to speak out. Should we talk about Preacher or Game of Thrones?
Wait, before I just want to say before Preacher and Game of Thrones.
Go ahead.
DuckTales. Woohoo.
Okay. Big shout out to Tadstones for making us aware that it was available online.
The show is so good.
It's really good.
The new DuckTales reboot is officially available online right now. Did anybody see it?
Yes. I saw it. I watched it a couple dozen times.
Was it awesome? Was it everything you wanted it to be?
Oh, yes. It was incredible.
Really?
Yep. Everybody had a problem with the animation style when they first saw the sample artwork and everything.
Yeah.
Which I didn't at all, but I mean, I thought it flowed naturally.
Yeah.
It felt like if you were a fan of the original show, you'll love this one. But they also changed some of the dynamics to where it's like if they had the time to think ahead before they wrote the original DuckTales and known it had been such a good hit.
Yeah.
Like, this, I mean, they have everything. It's awesome.
Is it more modernized now, or if he jumps into the pool of a coin, there's a little bit less now than there used to be?
Right.
Yeah, because he probably got taxed to hell by now.
Yeah. That is true. He probably did.
You know, but that's a valid question. It's modernized in the way that some of the ducks have smartphones.
Interesting.
But Scrooge McDuck has a gold flip phone.
Interesting. I don't know. My thing with DuckTales is I just have a problem with ducks. So, I don't know.
What the duck?
What?
Howard the Duck?
Well,
why?
I don't know. I think ducks are racist.
What are you talking about?
Those are like the best characters ever.
They're kind of general.
Well, you know.
You can go duck
there's
yourself.
There's so many distinctions of a duck. I mean, you know, they
found the loophole.
They separate themselves into group, you know, into like identity group.
This is a gag, right?
Mallards.
Are you?
Mallards. Look at this. There's mallards. There's swans.
I think he's reaching for like an allegory thing here.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I hate ducks.
You won't see him down.
So anyway, Alika.
With tiki torches is all I'm saying.
Continue, please.
Anyway, so we're so glad to have DuckTales back.
Yeah, and so one of the best Easter eggs is when Webby, she's obsessed with the duck family tree. So there's like a chalkboard with all the ducks on it.
Yeah.
And you like get quick glances of people you know from the past DuckTales show and from Darkwing Duck who are all related.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Alexis in the Facebook chat has an amazing way. If you forget your ID before you go into a club, you should be able to sing the DuckTales theme song to the bouncer,
and
they'll know that you're old enough to
that's
to go
a good
into
one.
The bar. That's great.
Like, yes.
Yes, you're good.
Or that you know how to use YouTube.
Yeah.
No, but I think that if you look it up on YouTube, mm-hmm. it's appealing to a certain age range. So I think it still qualifies.
Well, here's the thing. I have yet to see it. Is it playing to the... Is it a reboot that's playing to the older audience, or is it playing to the new audience?
I feel like it's for both, because that's why they changed the animation style. That's why you got David Tennant as Scrooge McDuck, which I... Even when I saw the preview, I didn't like his voice that much, mm-hmm. and I was kind of like not 100% on board. Yeah, like I watching the full episode and the like how the episode goes and how it's paced. The
episode's an hour, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And it's actually more true to the comics, the original 60s comics, the Carl Barks comics that created the DuckTales.
It would
series.
Be awesome if we found out that Scrooge McDuck was just an iteration of Doctor Who. And like... Like that was like,
and he has a flashback to DuckTales on Doctor Who,
yeah, right?
It's like, you That'd remember when awesome. I was?
he's on Gallifrey, and that was the that was the incarnation that he took that. On. Would that be crazy?
You remember when I was a wealthy duck? And then they move on from there like nothing happened.
That's why
after
it's being
the
voiced by David Tennant, obviously. Yeah. Come on.
Obviously.
Don't blink.
Crazy.
Right. Yeah.
He got cursed to the Duckiverse during
the Duckiverse.
A really crazy.
By the way, if I say so, there was a couple of ladies at the trivia night, including Lindsay, who were very seasoned on where Doctor Who or who Doctor Who is.
Yeah, all the Whovians came out.
So not a Whovian. There are a lot of Whovians around, though.
Yeah, yeah. Anne was like, she was going
like
off the hook.
I'm stepping back.
Yeah,
now.
she was going to
just go ahead and.
Yeah,
this.
She was telling me like where what planet that was.
I hope you guys had enough Doctor Whovian. Who trivia.
Yeah, we needed more. But we had a couple. It was
well,
good.
We had two questions.
I've got an encyclopedia here. Next time,
that's all right. I already have.
That's the same book I used.
You have
that book.
Fine.
So, DuckTales, should we be tuning in every week?
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
There's only four episodes, and the next episode's not coming out until like September 23rd.
That's not too bad.
You know,
it's like event television.
That's maybe one thing that I'm scared of.
Disney Channel?
Is the best XD. Thing about DuckTales is that there was an adventure there for you every week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So, does this mean if this is successful, we're going to see a Tailspin spinoff?
No, but I mean, possibly, but... We are going to see. There's been hints at it already of a Darkwing Duck reboot,
really
coming directly off of this new DuckTales universe.
Yeah, it's in the same universe.
Listen, no offense to our good friend Tad Stones, but I would love to see Chippendale's Rescue Rangers again.
Why is that? He
Why
worked on
that
show
offense?
As well.
Well, because Darkwing Duck is his baby, and I don't want to like offend
him.
Yeah,
but he did.
I know
Rescue
he worked
Rangers
on.
Too.
I know he did. I love Rescue Rangers. It's one of my favorites.
So no offense, Tad.
No
but
offense,
we like
Tad.
The stuff you do.
We love it. We love the stuff you
yeah,
do, Tad.
That other
Tad.
Thing you did, it was good too.
Yeah.
You watched it a number of times too, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was your take on it?
I liked it. I enjoyed it very much. So, the art style was good. There were a few things that kind of threw me, like why Mrs. Beakley looks like Brock Sampson,
and her voice was very
she's
different.
Like, oh,
you
that's
know,
new.
Not to sidetrack us too much. I have yet to watch any Venture Brothers. Is it good?
Yes.
It's incredible.
It's great.
Oh, my God.
Is it good?
Okay. Yeah. Especially if you're a pop culturalist, it's like...
Never seen it.
And you need to be really deep on some of these references. Like,
so do I need to start from the beginning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I would recommend it.
Okay.
You can jump in wherever and just follow the lines from there, but...
Each episode you'll be able to laugh at if you watch it individually, but the universe is huge.
Is it an adult cartoon?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Okay. I didn't know.
But it's on Adult Swim.
Okay, gotcha.
Because of swimming adults.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so DuckTales we need to see.
Yes.
All right. DuckTales is going to be on Disney XD.
I think it's something that you definitely need to see if you watched it before, but I do think it has the ability to win people over if you didn't.
Good.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
I'm super excited. I wasn't, to be honest, when I saw the previews,
you should watch it.
The jokes are really smart.
I wasn't thrilled about the animation, per se.
G should watch it.
But
I can see where people would say that, but I mean,
G should watch it.
I know, I should watch it.
You need to change it. You can't just do this, you know what I mean?
No, like, you're right.
G
you
should
can't.
Watch it.
You can't.
One more time.
That's the name of the show, by the way.
G should watch it.
I will watch it. I definitely will.
Okay, good.
So, yeah. I'll check it out.
That's all I was waiting for.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Anyway.
You know, one more thing. The nephews, one of them was voiced by Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't Bobby?
Well, I'm a big fan.
Bobby Moynihan left Saturday Night Live to do DuckTales and to do a television show on CBS, didn't he?
Doesn't Webby sound like someone familiar too?
I don't know.
Doesn't she sound like the girl from Bob's Burgers?
She does, but it's
daughter,
not. It's not her.
Yeah.
And by the sitcom that you're talking about is called I Think Me, Myself, and I.
Yes, me, myself, and I. That's the one. That is the one. Him, John Larroquette, and I forget who the other
John Larroquette. That's cool.
John Larroquette's my that's my dog.
Dan
right there.
Fielding.
Your dog?
He's my dog.
It's your dog.
He is my dog.
John Larroquette is your dog.
Lindsay, are you, are you a DuckTales fan, by the way?
Absolutely.
You are? Okay, good. Good.
Would you ever consider a duck cosplay?
What about Webigail?
Yeah.
It's the girl from Garfunkel and Oates.
Kate Micucci.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay,
that's why she sounds familiar.
It's the
cutie.
She's the awkward one that's on the.
She's in Scrubs
Big,
also.
And Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah,
she plays
yeah.
The girlfriend.
Sounds
or the ex
very familiar.
Well, gotcha. That was.
Oh, Ben Schwartz is Dewey.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and Dan Pudi is
Danny
one
Pudi.
Of
Bennett is Launchpad.
I'm glad that Danny Pudi has a job after his show got canceled. Right. You know, so right, that's serious. Good. Seriously. But anyway, DuckTales. I will not stop it. Uh-oh. I'll watch it. All right. Let's get into Game of Thrones and or Preacher. What should we do?
From a children's cartoon to Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yeah. Should we do Gots first or should we do Got first or should we do Preacher first?
You should do Gots first cuz you brought it up first.
Got first. All right. Yeah. So
I don't know.
Lindsay, are you a Game of Thrones watcher?
For this whole
I'm
show and I did not see it.
Oh, you're falling behind. How how behind are you?
Red Wedding. I just say that cuz that's how far behind I am.
Okay.
No, right. Like two episodes.
Two episodes? Okay. So where are we, Alika? You are the big Got fan here. I mean, we're all Got fans, but
yeah.
You are the big one.
You're the Got fan.
Oh, you're
fan.
Not. That's right.
The frat.
Isaac's not.
Well, I just saw an awesome video about how Jon Snow just got his posse together to go up north and fight the White Walkers and stuff. Where, who is it? It's Derek Dondarrion or whatever the guy's name is. Beric Dondarrion.
Gotcha.
What is the wildling guy with the beard? Tormund.
Okay.
And, like, just like, who is the other guy?
Ron.
How the Hound is with them.
Oh.
Not Ron Weasley. He's not with them.
Oh, damn it. Damn it, Ron.
But it's just funny because it's all your favorite, like, rugged fighter guys. Oh, and,
And Ron's not in there?
What the hell is the Baratheon bastard's name?
I don't know.
Gondry, Gentry, whatever his name is.
I don't.
Hordor?
Not Hodor.
I don't watch. Okay, I haven't watched anything.
He did. Spoilers.
Hashtag he did. That's good.
Close your ears.
Oh my god. Close your ears. So,
all of the spoils.
Now we're on episode. Is this episode 5?
5, I think.
5. Yeah. We're only doing 7,
eight,
right?
7 or 8. Yeah.
7 or 8, right? So we're almost done with this season and we're going to move on.
To the next season.
To the next season, which is actually going to be, it's not
final.
The
following
season. The final season.
Out,
I'm just curious as to how many episodes that one's going to, or how many episodes that
11
team. Be. Because I mean, if they're only doing 7 now,
they
I mean,
said
that's
something
kinda
like we've only got 13 till the end.
Yeah.
Before the season started.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So at least 11 D2.
Jeez, Louise. So they're another 6.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if they're going to have us wait as long as they did between. This between 6 and 7. I'm curious if they will do that again. So anyway, so is this
spoilers? The Targaryens win.
No!
So are we on board where Game of Thrones is heading to or going
of
on
course.
This journey? We're good. Okay, just checking
to a completion.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. Are they
the end?
Are they actually embracing more of the
game aspect of the Thrones?
The fantastical
possibly.
Fantastical aspect.
Yeah, of course, the dragons okay. are.
But
here.
I don't know.
Okay,
that's the part when I was first watching it. I was like, actually got super turned off when White Walkers were introduced. It was somewhere in like season 3, and I was like, ugh. What?
I know, right? Zombies in this too?
Because the first 3 seasons were just like medieval like politics right. and everyone was screwing each other and killing
like
each other. It was awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then zombies, and you're like, why? I've got The Walking Dead. I don't need zombies in this crap.
Yeah,
like,
but these are snow zombies.
Yeah, these are snow zombies.
They're the white ones.
Yeah, the white zombies.
But
snombies.
They don't show
snombies.
Them.
I like zombies.
They don't show them a lot, so you don't have time to get too sick of them. So it's like, all right.
No. Well,
I don't
good.
Like the White Walkers. I'll tell you the truth. I'd like the rest of the Game of Thrones.
I didn't like them when they had the. And I thought it was a little on the nose when they had the tiki torches.
You guys are
that's terrible.
You're like, why do zombies need torches? Why are they
to
wearing
see, torches?
Why are they wearing polo shirts?
Yeah,
torches of all
seriously.
Things.
So they can see. Now, plus, some of them are filled with citronella to keep the mosquitoes at bay.
Some of them are filled with citronella. That's good. Smart.
Yeah, but there was aggression on both sides, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that after.
Because those wildlings.
Yeah, those wildlings.
You know.
It's awesome.
You know,
I like
nothing.
How we I
There's
like
aggression
how we do
on
this.
Both sides.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good.
On many sides.
Preacher. Moving on to Preacher.
He's still preaching.
AMC is now actually...
To the peoples.
AMC is actually now embroiled in another lawsuit, courtesy of Robert Kirkman, by the way.
That has nothing to do with Preacher.
It has, but I bring it up because we're talking
about AMC.
It's
great that you bring it up, though.
Yeah. It's interesting that Kirkman is suing AMC for the same thing with Frank Darabont, Frank Darabont did, which is interesting. I thought I'd bring that up just because...
And what is that?
Well, the Frank Darabont thing is a long and...
And why did
billions
you
of dollars
it up,
in profits?
So you must want to speak about
lots
it.
Of, well, it has to do with profits, so it's very interesting. But anyway,
profits.
Preacher on AMC. How many episodes are we in? 7, 8?
I have not been counting.
Okay,
something like that.
Because we're almost. Because it's almost over.
11-3.
Yeah, I think it's almost over. So where
are
we?
I think season's almost done.
Yeah,
Saint of Killers is
hasn't come back.
Is
yet.
Missing.
Okay.
I'm really liking Hair Star.
Yeah, Hair Star
He's
is awesome.
Star. Awesome.
Today, I honestly didn't know how they were going to get away with bringing him to television, but the way they did is so good.
This one was all about him dating. It was awesome.
About him dating?
Trying to date.
Oh, okay.
He's lonely at the top, so he like sets up all these weird dates that he lets everybody who he employs watch as he... tries to get these hookers to do things, and finally
his things that he wants to do are rape fantasies.
So finally he admits, he's like, I want to do a rape fantasy. So he has his assistant hire hookers that are going to beat and rape him, and he expects them to be women when they show up, and they're not.
Wow.
But he's such a sociopath that he doesn't even he just is like, whatever, let's do this. And they're like,
he is all in.
Yeah, and they're like having their way with him,
so,
and he's just standing
the
there. He's
nice.
Just like nonchalantly taking it.
He's expressionless as he's taking
that
it.
That character
too.
Is like, he needs his own show.
I said, this is one of the shows where I'm not fully watching this season. Right. Where are
like,
we with
like all the other shows?
Where are we with,
like,
with the whole Preacher story at this point? Where are we leading?
We're still looking
Preacher?
For God.
You've got the Grail finally.
Okay.
We went through the Santa Killers a little bit.
Nice.
We're lucky for gold.
I haven't read the comics, so I don't even know what's coming up next.
Well, there was an attempt to take out the Preacher. They went.
Oh, Grail, yeah. They
came. They went
Grail.
After his home.
Wow.
But, you know, that kind of stuff kind of like just. It seems like the whole series is being chased, so it's almost like the least exciting part of the episode is somebody came after him, you know?
The other thing that was significant was, I'm sorry, my mind's freezing right now. The vampire is...
And he bit his son.
He bit his son.
Yeah,
because his son was dying. And
okay.
He was going to let Dennis die and not turn him into a vampire, and now Dennis is loving being a vampire.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So...
That was a bad choice.
That will be
but
a bad
choice. But bad choices make for great television.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very, very true.
Indeed.
Now, Preacher is one of those shows that seems to have a good following during the summertime. So we've got another, I'm assuming, 10 episodes. So, I mean, this is the 10-episode season, I'm guessing, like last season.
Probably.
So if we're anywhere near as good, are we – because I know you haven't read the –
I haven't read the comics.
The comic, per se, but...
Format has.
Yeah, and they say they're following pretty well. Format, are they pretty much following?
Yeah.
Yeah, doing a pretty good
I
job?
I mean, there's a lot more backstory stuff in the show, obviously.
Sure.
They need to fill the space, but... Yeah, for the most part, it follows
Can I get a
well.
Spoiler from the comic? Does Arsface come back? And, like, is he just, like, super ripped and an asshole and beat people
yes,
up?
Yes, and I will not... Confirm nor deny the left.
Thank you. Spoilers, come on.
Well, he's in hell, and you can see the direction it's going. The way
you assume
it's going
he's
going
to come back?
Because he's starting to embrace the being a jerk side. He likes
and
being
he
in
wasn't
hell.
In the last episode, the most recent episode.
Yeah, he was in the one
plus
that.
Jesse feels really bad for sending him there in the first place.
Yeah. Oh, but then now you know that he hates Jesse, and that's his worst fear.
Right, exactly.
Wow. So, a Preacher. On AMC every Sunday night, I believe, right? Just Monday. Oh, was it Mondays
Monday
now?
Night.
Who
oh.
knows? Who since knows? They're getting since they're getting sued, apparently.
Yeah, who knows? It could be taken off the air immediately.
AMC.
Cynthia and Lindsay, do you guys watch Game of Thrones and or Preacher?
No.
Lindsay's behind Game on Game of Thrones.
You keep up with Game of Thrones, yeah. right? That's what you keep
I
up
suck
with.
At it, but yeah.
I suck at watching Game of Thrones. You know, with like these new shows, it sometimes feels like that, like, people will, you know, it's like competitive watching.
Yeah. But yeah, but think about this. I mean, the fall is coming up. There's going to be a whole bunch of new fall television shows here in
Defenders.
The next month. Yeah,
I'm pretty good at watching that.
The Defenders is going to be coming out very soon. There's going to be a bunch of stuff, man. It's going to be crazy, man. Kevin Can Wait season 2.
What is that?
Forget it. I'm just screwing.
It can wait.
Yeah, it can definitely. Anyway, listen.
Moving on.
Yeah, we definitely have to move on. It's time for Cynthia to get out of here. She has to go.
No.
Yeah,
she's got like cake to cut.
Yeah, well, she does. We got to do that after she, you know, so she can do that. And then of course Gannon's got to get out of here. He's tired.
I actually do want to start watching Preacher after.
Do you really?
That. Yeah. Okay. I actually do. Yeah. It sounds good.
It's
pretty
good. It's almost as good as Twin Peaks.
Don't mess with me.
Fighting words. She's going to be super disappointed.
Wow. Be like, I was expecting David Lynch.
But
what is this?
You haven't watched it from season one?
I haven't seen anything.
In my opinion, I was like, I don't want to offend any of the comic fans because it's less comic based. Season one is, I was really enjoying that, especially the tone and the pace of everything in season one. Right now, it's kind of like, it's a little more sitcom-y, a little less artsy-fartsy. Well, like the first season is like what's going on, and then you realize.
Then
you know?
You can watch season one of Preacher on Hulu right now.
Oh, sweet. I just got Hulu. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, what I thought he was going to say, he didn't say. So I'm going to say it, but this is my opinion. Season one is good, and season two is great. Like, I think there's a big jump in quality.
Wow.
Because it becomes... I understand where you're coming from. I think there's a lot of storytelling that's told very patiently in season one. Season two is all about just wild, crazy action. Neat, weird stuff. And you watch Twin Peaks, you're all about neat, weird stuff.
I do like neat, weird stuff. The weirder, the better.
All right. Well, start watching Preacher.
Have
a new obsession.
How about you start watching Preacher? Gee.
Hey, how about everybody shut up? I got to host the show here. I will, though. I promise. Anyway, listen, we're out of time for this week. It's time for us to go. But before we do go, Lindsay... thanks for coming tonight. And by the way, could you show everybody your cool shirt? That
I have a really cool shirt.
Look at the cool shirt she's wearing. Look at
that.
If you're watching on Facebook Live.
It's a shirt.
It's a Nerd Watch shirt. So cool. I'm so glad.
It's a shirt that I've had since the beginning
show
of the show.
Show it off, format.
Can I?
Wow.
And hubba hubba.
And Lindsay, right? If I'm honest.
She's got one.
Can Todd model shirts too?
I would love for Todd to model shirts.
Todd, stand up and show everybody your shirt.
Yeah.
There we
go.
Go,
Todd.
Yeah.
This is the back.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Damn.
That's the back, Todd.
We're going to have to censor that
part. This is good pod. If you're not watching but listening, Lindsay has a fantastic Nerd Watch shirt on, which I hope you wear outside of the shop.
Of course.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. That's good. Cynthia?
Never.
That goes double for you.
It's going
you want me to wear Lindsay's shirt, too?
Yeah.
We can share.
You can dream about that tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Joey Cannon, where's your shirt?
Cindy has it.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's good. And then for those that are listening, Todd was wearing a minority shirt, and then he showed us his backside. So for those that are listening.
Just wow. Boy, did he.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wore my Nerdwatch shirt all day yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
And I ran into two people.
Who?
From the cast.
Did you really? Nice.
I ran into Gannon. And I ran into, well, I came to the comic book shop.
that one doesn't count.
I ran into somebody that I had no idea who they were and said, hey. Nice shirt. And they said, where'd you get that shirt? And I said, oh, we do a show. I said, oh, that's a show? So people like they promote the
You didn't run into somebody. You met somebody that didn't know about the show.
No, I didn't know. That's the whole thing. I didn't know them. It was random.
Who didn't know about the show
It was completely.
You
didn't
run
know
into people you
they?
Know, though.
No, oh, that's true. I've had
run-ins with strangers that recognized me from the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I go, you really watch that?
Gannon gets that all the time from horny seniors, so...
Hello?
No,
they're watching the show
as we
speak.
The show.
Dem's just jokes.
I can't believe I'm just kidding, but I can't
Seniors. That cannot go on the air.
That cannot go on the air. No, it's not going to.
Okay.
It's going on the pod only.
Real?
That's not going on a Cox
okay.
recording.
Just checking.
It's going on the pod only.
Oh.
Just checking.
That's pod only.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not going anywhere.
So, hey, seniors.
The pod's okay
wink.
Then, right?
I know.
I thought you meant like high school senior.
That's me too. That's what I thought. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well. See? He let himself
seniors.
Go.
Either way, it's not good.
Yeah.
You want that happy medium, not that.
I'm too old for one and too young for the other.
You're just right, Gannon. You're just right.
I think that's the name of the show.
You're just right for us, Gannon.
Oh my gosh.
We love you.
Don't worry. That's not on. That's not going on. Not going on the other
Jesus
show.
Christ.
Yeah.
She's trying to get me fired.
No.
Leave him alone.
Not at all. Anyway, you're a stud. I can't help that.
Well, I know that, but I mean, come on now.
I can't help what happens. Anyway, listen, it's been
well,
a
you
good time.
Kiss? You want to kiss?
Maybe.
Not me, you freak.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Not what I meant.
Oh. I thought you.
What happened?
We're out of time.
I'm lost.
It's time for us to get
what
out
happened?
Of here. Have a lovely evening.
What's happening?
Yeah, we have got to get out of here.
What is going on?
We're going off the rails.
I'm so confused.
So for Gannon.
Someone help me.
We'll talk about it after the show. For Gannon. What's going on? For Todd. For Isaac.
Hi.
For Format.
Hello.
For the lovely Cynthia.
Hello.
And for
hello.
The wonderful, wonderful Lindsay. Thank you guys so much for joining
you.
Us tonight. You guys
hi.
Can don't worry, you guys can follow us on Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at the_NerdWatch. You can download the podcast at Stitch on Stitcher, on iTunes,
on
and on Audio Boom as well.
Swipe right.
Yeah, so check that out.
Left.
Also, you can follow Lindsay at Night Darling Cosplay on Instagram. And you can follow Cynthia
at her house.
And you can
don't
follow
do that.
Don't do that. That's just creepy.
In Kukala. Well, you're the one who said where you live.
I
Dem's
know.
All right.
I'm just joking. I don't care.
Okay, and where
I'll
is
meet
it?
You guys in the bushes.
No, well, he's not speaking for me.
And wow. Where can we follow you, Lindsay? Cynthia?
One B, many faces. Isn't it to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
just can't
bit.
Tell us they apart, can you?
Girls is girls is girls.
Ladies is
ladies.
Ladies
is ladies.
Ladies. It's fine. You can catch me sometimes outside of the comic shop.
How about
sometimes
that?
Why not? It's the Akaku building over here. It's all cool.
No,
and then
Instagram.
Isaac's at his haunted bee. So
Isaac's haunted bee. And but your Instagram is what?
It's a Hawaiian word. People can
say the Hawaiian word.
It's Kipona Aloha Beauty.
Kipona Aloha.
Yeah,
Aloha.
You can say that too.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Because there's no need. Just follow the Nerd Watch, and then you can follow these ladies individually for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we'll have all the links in the
thingy.
There,
yeah,
so.
Somewhere.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
maybe.
I don't see why not. We should.
I think maybe
the more we do this,
we have
maybe
all
they'll
the
be there.
I think maybe if we put the links underneath. You know the
right?
podcast
sure.
when it's
on
online. Maybe we don't have to spend 35 minutes announcing all of the URLs.
Wow. Genius! Where
hey,
can we find you, Todd?
Hey, yeah, Todd. Yeah.
You can find me.
Are you in the Downs?
You can find me running this program in 6 months.
Oh!
Oh! My God!
Mike, drop that! Drop it!
Says the man, not even on the banner.
That's
right.
It's true. It's very true.
Sorry, bro.
Mic drop.
Man,
sorry,
mic
bro.
Drop. All right, we're out of time. Peace out. Much love. And most
all of these
assuredly,
mics be dropping, yo.
Always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys.
Aloha.
Aloha. This was my last show.
Until 6 months later when you stage a coup.